worked for the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, let me tell you, let me backtrack. When I left AHA, I got an offer to work at Lehman College as a director of Hispanic Affairs. And it was an opportunity because AHA, I had already been there for 10 years, and I wanted to, you know, I wanted to branch out. And I took the job. Unfortunately, the person I was working for was not a good supervisor. We didn't click.
It wasn't a match.
It was not a match. And I wasn't, even though I loved the work, and I did, I think I did well while I was there, but then I got an opportunity to go work for the Center for the Media Arts, and they were going to be paying me much more money. And you have to understand, I was at the, I was alone. I wasn't with my husband anymore, so, you know, I had to look out for myself. So I took, I left there and went to work for the Center for Media Arts. I was there for 4 years. And it was a school, you know, that brought in students to do their art. In fact, one of the teachers, there was Gary Axelbaum, the one from the, in New York. He has the show on cable. Gary, you don't know him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. He's very good. Well, he was one of the teachers there. But anyway, I was there for 4 years, and then they started doing changes, and the fellow that was the president was going to sell it. Anyway, to make a long story short, I was out. So I was out for about 6 months, and I was networking, trying to see what I could do. By this time, I'm already 50-something, and I was really getting very afraid of what's going to happen to me because I wasn't even able to get Social Security yet, blah, blah, blah. So she made a call. After she talked to me a little bit, she calls the person she wanted me to work with. She sends me over. I got the job. It was a temporary job, and we got along. I mean, I worked with them. Everything I did for them, for that department, turned to gold because I knew so many people. So they were looking for, you know, outreach and
You got the best training.
And I, at the, what's his name? He was with the bank. He was with Chemical. Anyway, there was a whole bunch of people I would call, Elba, whatever you need. So they were really impressed with me, and they were very happy with me. And she was trying to get me a permanent position. I was there 6 months, and I get a call from Girl Scouts. Someone had recommended me. We had this position, and wondering if you'd like to apply, blah, blah, blah. And I had seen the position, but I didn't think it was something that I, you know, I could do. So anyway, I says, well, send it to me again. So she sends it to me. And I applied. I spoke to my son. I applied. And, oh, yeah. And then I went for the interview. And I first it was HR. And they were on, I had already had connections with Girl Scouts because I had a friend that was working there. And that friend, she became a friend. She had called me at AHA because she was looking for a speaker for the Girl Scouts at the conference center. And the theme sounded something like Evelina could do. So I told, you know, my sister, da-da-da-da. She said, well, we would love to have her. Turned out that they did take Evelina as a, you know, speaker for this conference. And the executive director then, the CEO, she fell in love with Evelina. She, you know, they hit it together. They were the two of a kind. And so Nancy, who I still, you know, keep in touch with, she's the one that she also recommended. Two people recommended me. She was one of them, and then this other lady, Priscilla Vasquez. So I went for the interview with the HR, and then she says to me, if you have time, because I had taken time off from work, and I told him I'll be in around 10 o'clock or 10:30. Y ya era las 10. And so I called the office, and I said that, I'd be in later, and no problem. So I met with the one that would be my supervisor. And she was a Jamaican lady. And I sat in her office, and I couldn't understand a word she said, because she was talking so fast. And I said, oh, my God, this is terrible. Because I had been my husband was West Indian, but he was brought up here, so that didn't count. But his family, a lot of his family had the West Indian accent, so I understood it. But this woman, so I kept saying to her, excuse me, could you repeat that? So cuando salí de la oficina, I said, that's it. Anyway, and then I told Paul about, that it was 80% travel, 70, it was supposed to be 60, turned out to be 75. But I told Paul, you think you're up to it? That's a lot of, I know I have a friend that does a lot of traveling and,
it's rough.
It's rough. I said, well, Paul, I have to give it a chance because I really don't have anything. The next day I get a call, are you really interested, because we want to bring you on board and we want to check your references. So I said yes, and I got the job. I was making something like 26, 27,000. Algo así. This job is going to pay me 45,000. With all the benefits, it was a dream job, and then the travel. So, 60% sounded pretty good. Turned out to be more. It was 75, but I used to travel twice a month, and I did places I never would have even gone to, and learned a lot about this country. I worked in an area where the first time I worked that I got the job, they called it self-evaluation, and it was, I had to do a lot of, it was like going to school, because I had to read about the council, and we would go and help them, in areas that they needed help. We would recommend things. So I did that for, I think, about 4 years, and then the Girl Scouts is always changing. They're always, getting rid of this and that. Then I went into pluralism and diversity, and that was to bring people, that weren't able to be part of Girl Scouts, especialmente los Latinos. I did a lot of work in Texas and the border, Texas and California. And that was good. We had a nice group of people that worked together. And then the last thing I did for Girl Scouts was the membership, with getting members. But all of that required traveling. And yo me montaba en su avión like it was a bus, like una guagua. It was great. And of course, I stayed in nice hotels, and dinner, everything was paid for. So it was a good time.
I can imagine.
It was a good time, and I was able to accumulate money with the 401k, which I had just a little bit. Well, while I was in Girl Scouts, I
soared.
Yeah.
And what did you learn about this country?
I learned that people are people. we talk about, I learned that living in New York is almost like, ¿cómo se dice?
Otro planeta.
Yeah, and very special. I mean, New York is New York, and there's no place like it. So you go to small towns, and, people are simple. And I think on a one-to-one basis, you're accepted. It's when there's a lot of people that look like you that maybe. One of the things, one of my first trips, the supervisor, she was more than a supervisor. She was the director of the whole floor. Brilliant woman, Morena Americana, Afro-American. She called me in her office. She says, oh, but this is the first time you're going out by yourself, because at first they send you out with someone. But I want you to know, I was going to Nebraska. She says, you're probably not going to see anybody that looks like you unless you look in the mirror. Yo dije, ay, Dios mío, me metí en qué. But that was a good experience. They were very nice to me. And from then on, once I did that by myself, and usually you went with someone. We had what we call national volunteers, and that's who you worked with. Or somebody from your group would go, we would go together as a team. So it turned out, I mean, we did have incidences which, you know, we knew that people were being prejudiced, but on the whole, it was good. On the whole, it was good.
And what do you mean when you say people are people? I think I know what you're saying, but maybe there's something else.
No, that even though you feel that they're different from you, they all want the same thing.
Which is what?
Which is, in this case, the girls. You know, in this case, it was the girls and what they wanted for their children.
A better life.
A better life. And to be able to, you know, to navigate whatever in this life that we live. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. I think if people see each other on a, you know, where they can talk to each other, I think things would be different.
Yeah.
You know, once they get incited by somebody like I don't even want to mention his name.
Yeah.
By this man.
Yeah.
That's a different story, because you're taking people and you're putting things in
polluting
their heads
them.
And polluting them. And the people that I did meet, because we were all on the same page in terms of Girl Scouts, they were all hoping for the best for their children, and like we were. We were looking to better the life of all girls. And that was a good experience. It was
girl power.
Girl power, woman power. I never in a million years would have thought I would work for the Girl Scouts, because when I was growing up, to me, you know, that was the banquitos. And in Puerto Rico, was the same thing, by the way. Even more elitist in PR. But I got to meet esta señora, Roy. Her husband was one of the big shots in the bank.
See.
I don't know if she's still alive, but she was wonderful. I mean, we got
She brought the Girl Scouts to Puerto Rico.
The Girl Scouts had been there already, but she was on the board of the Girl Scouts in PR, and she was on the board in here, the national office. Bien inteligente ella. She always invited me to, you have to come so you could go to the farm, and I never got to go. I should have pushed to do it, but I never got to go. And we did, I think, two different times we did outreach in PR. We went to the Hilton and we did outreach. It was fun.
I mean, I think it's sort of poetic that you would end up there, because thinking in your about your background and the women who raised you and the women who informed you and...
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so
It's
different.
Amazing that you would end there.
Yeah, but the thing was that the woman who was running the Girl Scouts at the time, she left just before I went to work there. She was the one that pushed to bring in people of color. She's still alive. She's close to 100.
Maybe she'll get a president medal.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. She's on Facebook. You know who Peter Druggers? He was a businessman. She worked a lot with him. She's brilliant. Cuando Evelina murió, she sent me a most beautiful letter saying, you know, that what an icon and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Frances Hesselbein is her name. But she was the one that made Girl Scouts change their whole
approach
and vision. Yeah, she never got got a college education. She was brilliant. She was like Evelina. Evelina never, she just finished high school. But Evelina got a doctorate from Manhattan College.
An honorary doctorate? They gave her one?
Yeah. So, you know, that's why I think they clicked, because they were from the same, you know, they
had that guerrera system.
Yes, yeah.
Warrior women.
Yeah. But this woman, unbelievable what she did in Girl Scouting. And then she left. She left when she was 70, because I think that was a... she was 70, and I think their constitution or their bylaws, whatever it was, you couldn't work there after you were 70, which they changed later. But she probably would have still been there doing really good things, because then she went on and she has her own organization.
Amazing. And yourself, you're still around, and we'll talk about Hostos later separately. Mm-hmm. But you still work with them.
Yeah.
You still.
I'm with Centro.
And
as
with
well.
Centro.
And Comité Noviembre.
And Comité Noviembre. Hello.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hi, Elba. Thank you so much. This is.
I hope I answered.
I mean, I want to. We have a couple of more hours, but for now.
Okay.
We'll pause, because we have to talk about Hostos.
Okay.
That'll be different.
Okay.
And we'll talk about Centro too. But thank you so much for this. This is
You're
beautiful.
Welcome.
You're
thank
amazing.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very fortunate. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Tengo muchas bendiciones.
Muchas.
Y todos los espíritus que están ahí, forget about it.
They're watching over you.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
La nena. Can you imagine? My aunt, I used to tell her, pero tía, yo soy ya una vieja con dos hijos. Tú siempre serás mi nena.